This is KGMI's Pet Pulse, a weekly segment where we talk all things regarding pets. It's brought to you by Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Did you know that one in four pets suffer from obesity? Pet obesity can shorten your pet's lifespan by up to 2 years. Contact Whatcom Veterinary Hospital for a wellness exam today. As much as I could use that wellness exam right now, it's about the pets at Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Joining us as always, Kate Woods, the practice manager at Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. I'm amazed we're not talking about pet health issues on this week's segment, but we are talking about another dreaded one that for some animals might as well feel like they're going to a vet appointment, or a vet appointment might seem like a better offer, and that is the dreaded nail trim. So let's start with why nail health and paw health is important for both species.
Nail health, paw health, always a good thing. I mean, pets have four of them, and they have nails on all of those feet nowadays. So it's important to keep them short. It's important to keep them clean. It's important to keep them healthy, address any cuts or bumps or what have you, because, you know, animals like to get into all sorts of trouble. But keeping the nails short definitely helps alleviate potential arthritis in the future.
Ah, so that's an important one that a lot of people don't think about. In the short term, getting those claws snagged on things could pose an issue, especially if they're at home alone. It could descend the whole house into chaos.
Yeah, they could get stuck in the carpet. They could break a nail, whether your dog is in their kennel or if they're roughhousing in the yard, even walking on the sidewalk. Break that nail. You don't want the click to get nicked either, because it bleeds forever, and then you're going to have to come see us to get it fixed.
Yikes. Yeah, and especially if you're a cat owner, I think this is more prevalent, but you know the feeling of getting scratched by a cat is not exactly the best feeling in the world. My hands are looking okay at the moment, but they've certainly been worse for wear at other times. The reason being, my cat hates getting her nails trimmed. She's squirmy, she whines, it's never a fun time, and it can get serious. There's hissing and barking and yelping in other situations for both cats and dogs. What are some of the best practices that people can do at home to maybe try to make that process a bit more comfortable for their pets?
Yeah, of course. Starting early is the number one thing. If you get a puppy or a kitten, make sure you start with the paw touching exposure, trimming their nails at least once or twice a month, even sooner, because kitten and puppy nails are the worst. They're going to cause the worst scratches on your skin. Getting that early on exposure, if you adopt an older pet, maybe starting to work with a trainer or come up with better ways to help them feel more comfortable with paw touching if they're not necessarily comfortable with it when you bring them into your home.
Got it. Are treats a good way to sort of help them get over that predisposition to not having their paws touched as much?
Oh, yeah. Positive reinforcement with food, especially if you have a food-motivated pet, is always the number one way to go. Get that peanut butter on a licky mat, or get those licky sticks for kitty cats. I call them kitty go-gurts. have at it. Do the best you can.
Excellent. Now, the situation could vary depending on what your household size look like. I imagine the nail clipping situation is probably a little bit easier if you've got a household of two people or more. I wanted to talk through both scenarios, though. If you've got more than one person versus just you on your own trying to clip your pet's nails, what are the best ways to go about it?
Obviously, with one other person is preferred, but of course, not everybody has two or more people in their home. And that might be the case where you need to call your groomer, or if your groomer can't do it, you could give us a call. We offer that as a service here. But your groomer is going to be probably the most experienced as far as getting your pet's nails trimmed. But in doing it by yourself, you have to make sure that you have a really good bond with your pet. You have to make sure that they trust you and you trust them. And if you have any questions at all, I would just call the pros.
Call the pros to get it done. And frankly, when it comes to that service compared to other ones, nail clipping, people think of that as an additional expense. Like, oh, I don't know if it's worth it taking them to the groomer or taking them to the vet just to get their nails trimmed. But it's not exactly the most expensive procedure out there. And even though it's not covered by insurance most of the time, it's not an expensive procedure.
It's not horribly expensive, no. And it's a lot cheaper if you're going to have to bring them into the vet to see a doctor and get their nails fixed.
There it is. And certainly a lot cheaper than heading to the ER after getting scratched up real good, exposing yourself to all the toxins that could pass on from animal to human. That's not a bill you want to worry about either.
No, absolutely not. Cat scratch fever is real, and it's no fun, I'm told.
No, absolutely not. Why don't we talk about that a little bit? Cat scratch fever, we were talking cat scratches, one of the things that can happen if you don't, whether you trim your cat's paws regularly or not, it's a very serious condition that can lead to some really like life-changing complications down the line.
Yeah, I can't speak too much on what it can actually cause, but it does make you feel really down, really sick. And if you catch it early enough, the treatment is less extensive. I hear that if you let it go on and on and you're better, or your doctor, if your doctor doesn't catch it soon enough, then it can be pretty painful. But that goes back to, you know, keeping your pet, your cat's nails short and keeping them clean, giving them regular cleanings. You know, they use a litter box or they use outside to go to the bathroom. So I don't know about you, but if I get scratched by something like that, I don't want that in my skin.
I certainly do not want that. Yeah, think about where your cat's paws have been. There's an old saying I've heard time and time again. Your cat's butt has been on everything, and frankly, so have their paws. So if you put the two together with the correlation and all that, those paws have been in some places you don't want to think about, and they've touched some stuff you probably don't want to think about either. Why would you want that in your skin?
No, absolutely not. That's gross.
There you go. You're welcome. Enjoy that mental picture as you eat your breakfast or munch on some dinner, whatever it is you're doing. We are going to see more warmer days ahead, which means hotter temperatures on the pavement when you go take your dog out for a walk, or if your cat's an outdoor cat, that could create some issues. Paws are sensitive, and temperature of the concrete and whatever pavement your pet is walking on, that's no joke when it comes to hotter temperatures.
No, burned paws are a very serious issue in the summertime, especially now that we are seeing the higher temperatures. The hotter it is outside, the more you're going to want to make sure that the cement and the roads are safe for your pets to be walking on. If it's hot to the touch, don't take them on a walk.
We recently had a solar eclipse. It wasn't, you know, super visible here on our end of the country, but pet eye health, it brings to question pet eye health. A lot of folks over on the East Coast and in the plains and the American South had a lot of questions. Can my pets watch the solar eclipse? Well, I mean, probably not, unless if you can find the glasses for them and if they can pay attention enough, that's one thing. But it calls into question pets' eye health. I mean, they really do rely on all their senses to stay alive and be active and get to what they need to do. Staring at the sun's probably not going to help them all too much, no, is it?
No, but I can't imagine too many pets out there actually looking up at the sky.
That's true. And so what is, I wanted to talk real quickly about pet eye health in light of the recent solar eclipse event. I've seen blindness occur. Blindness, just like in humans, can occur in cats and in dogs. What things pertaining to pets' eyesight can maybe help them keep their eyesight throughout their life or prevent them from going blind or developing eye problems in the future?
Sure. Keeping them on a good, healthy diet with the appropriate vitamins and nutrients, keeping their weight at a good level so that they don't get diabetes, because diabetes can cause vision loss in both cats and dogs, which is probably the most common cause for vision loss in cats and dogs.
All right. And I imagine the adage is the same for both humans and pets, that carrots will help with the eyesight, not sticking them directly in the eye, but sticking them directly into your pet's mouth probably help them with the eyesight.
Yeah. Carrots are great for eyesight, for humans and pets all around.
Fantastic. Are conditions such as dry eye something that pets can develop? I know goopy eye is a thing that cats and dogs can both get, and within their own terms. That's something that should be, is that something to be concerned about, something that can be taken care of, or how do you work with that?
Yeah, dry eye can be a thing. It's more common in smaller breeds, like Shih Tzus, Lhasas, and such. And really just keeping an eye on your pet's health, regular exams. If you notice something wonky with the eye, call your vet immediately. The eyes are so important. You don't mess around with eyes. And if you call our hospital, we're going to probably get you in the same day just because we know it's a serious deal.
Okay. So anything eye-related, no issue too minimal for you to go. I think we need to go to the vet.
Yes, of course.
Bingo. And if people do need to contact you for an eye issue, paw issue, or anything related, how can they get in contact?
Yeah, give us a call at 360 384-0212. You can also text us at that number. You can book your appointment online at www.wacombethospital.com, or you can stop by in person, 5610 Barrett Road, I-5, right off of I-5 in Ferndale.
Perfect. Kate Woods is the practice manager for Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. She joins us for our KGMI's Pet Pulse segment every Wednesday. Kate, thank you so much. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.